This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. Another sad day. Nobody's announced it yet as a terror attack, but it sure seems darn well likely it's a terror attack, an Islamic terror attack in Toronto. We don't know, so I'm going to say it out loud again, so Right Wing Watch and all the crazy liberal losers don't say that Wayne Root called it a terror attack by Islamic extremists when nobody yet has said it's a terrorist attack by Islamic extremists, but it sure looks like a terrorist attack by Islamic extremists. Up to 9 dead, 16 injured. A white rented van running people down to their deaths on the streets of Toronto, a diverse city filled with that wonderful liberal word, diversity. And the driver described as angry and Middle Eastern. Again, let's not jump to conclusions. We don't know for a fact. But when you run people over on the street, when it's a van, when it's a rented van, when the driver is described as Middle Eastern, or the government refuses to release anything about the driver because if he was white and male, they'd immediately say he's white and male and Canadian. The minute they said they could not release any information about him, I knew immediately it must be a Muslim Islamic terror attack. And now they say the driver described as angry and Middle Eastern. When you run people down on the street 99 out of 100 times, it's going to be an Islamic terror attack. That's the M.O. of ISIS, M.O. of Islamic terror. It's nothing more than that. It isn't racist to assume it. It is idiotic and delusional and naive beyond belief and ignorant to not assume it. When you purposely run people down in a crowded urban area, especially in a country that lets in tons of Islamic extremists, people, tourists and visa dwellers and new refugees into the country, new immigrants into the country, you've got a problem. And Canada has that problem because they're so multicultural and diverse. What you need is extreme vetting. It has nothing to do with multicultural or diverse. What makes a great country? What makes a great country is letting in good people who don't have evil on their mind, don't want to kill you because you're Christian, Jewish, white, Canadian, American, Western civilization, European, etc. The incidents occurred in the early afternoon at the intersection which lies close to the Finch subway and bus station, one of the busiest transport hubs in the city of Toronto. One suspect's arrested, 9 people dead, 16 injured. The driver was traveling 45 miles per hour, crumbling up people and taking action intentionally. Witness in tears, the driver was crumbling up people intentionally doing this. Photos posted online show multiple people on the ground as a result of the incidents. Toronto's subway system has shut down. It's known as the TTC shut down. Toronto police reporting multiple fatalities following the incident, which has a man described as being Middle Eastern in appearance, arrested a short distance away. Witness to the truck ramming into pedestrians tells local Toronto TV station the driver looked wide-eyed, angry, and Middle Eastern. The van used in the incident appears to have been rented from the Ryder Truck Rental Company. This has happened many times before. It's how they pull their M.O. They rent a truck or they rent a truck from Ryder in particular. After multiple pedestrians plowed down, driver gets out holding what appears to be a gun. Police arrest him. No shots fired. And, of course, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the ultimate liberal loser, sharing his condolences. Obviously, we're just learning about the situation. Our hearts go out to anyone affected. We're going to obviously have to learn more to say in the coming hours. We obviously have more to learn and more to say in the coming hours. Alex Shaker was driving at the time of the incident, witnessed the van hit multiple people, told CTV News he started going down on the sidewalk, crumbling down people one by one. He just destroyed so many people's lives, every single thing that got in his way. Bodies all over Yonge Street. So, folks, there's no way to sugarcoat these things. The odds are pretty good. Extremism, terrorism, the odds are pretty good. Islamic extremism. Probably not pretty good. Probably 99 out of 100, 98 out of 100, if I want to be nice. And it's not a coincidence, I'm sure, that this very moment the G7 ministers are sitting down in Toronto right at this minute. In Toronto. Gathering of G7 foreign and security ministers. Security. Underway in Toronto. Wow. So, no great surprise. Closed-door meetings at the University of Toronto. And by the way, this is happening all over the world. Stop sugarcoating it. A Pakistani Christian girl murdered in an acid attack after refusing to marry a Muslim. Do you not see what's going on? Is everyone blind all around the world? Don't let this into the United States of America. According to Pakistan Today, a 25-year-old Asma Yaqub from the city of Siklat had been working as a beautician in Pakistan, city of Siklat, when she met Rizwan Gujar through her 23-year-old brother. Rizwan quickly fell in love with Asma, began pressuring her to convert to Islam before asking her to marry him. After she rejected his advances, he planned a revenge attack. Her father claimed in the first information report filed with the police that Rizwan had ambushed Asma by knocking on her door. On April 17th, my son and I went to Zazman's house around to meet Asma and to inquire after the health of Zazman's mother. We were sitting in the room and there was a knock on the front gate. Asma went out to see who'd come. After some time, we heard her screaming in pain. We rushed outside to see what happened, and we saw the accused, Rizwan Gujar, fleeing from the scene while Asma was engulfed in flames. She suffered 80% burn injuries in her face and body. She was taken to Mayo Hospital in Lahore with 90% burns, but later succumbed to her injuries. And some would say, thank God she succumbed to her injuries. You have no idea the horrible pain and disfigurement of a burn injury. You're better off dying than being 90% burned with the highest degree. My God. The attack was condemned in the strongest terms by the chairman of the British Pakistani Christian Association, who called on the country's politicians to do more to protect the Christian minority. This depraved attack reveals the low worth of Christian girls in the mindset that has evolved amongst most Muslim men in Pakistan. Through a biased national curriculum and rogue imams preaching a special place in heaven for those who rape and convert Christian girls, most of them deem minority women as war booty. Seeing young Asma in such pain is heart-wrenching for all of us in the West, but the authorities of Pakistan just seem to accept this as the culture of Pakistan. It is this warped belief that has to be reconstructed before we can start to fashion a new, more egalitarian nation. However, the desire will have to be one driven by the country's government. Sadly, I've never experienced a more selfish bunch of politicians. In recent years, Christians in Pakistan have become a heavily persecuted minority and have fallen victims of multiple Islamist attacks designed to intimidate them and force them out of the country, which remains overwhelmingly Muslim. In 2014, a Muslim NGO estimated about 700 Christian women are kidnapped, raped, and coerced into an Islamic marriage, but did not research the many other crimes and injustices Christian women face. Wow. Folks, that's an attitude we don't want in the United States of America. Extreme vetting. Angela Merkel of Germany, the biggest fool that ever lived, actually denounced the new anti-Semitism coming from Arab refugees over the week. She's starting to wake up. You know, everybody's the same. Let in everybody. They're all the same. Diversity. And then you let them in, and what happens? Their view in life is, I must murder Jews. Why do you let people like that in your country? You murdered 6 million Jews in Germany 75 years ago, whatever the number is, World War II, 80 years ago. You murdered 6 million Jews, and now you let in Muslims whose goal in life, in many cases, not all, because Donald Trump and I speak the same, think the same, and know the truth. Not all, but in many cases, Muslim refugees have a hatred to Jews and want to murder Jews. And also Christians. But Jews are number one on their list, no question. German Chancellor Angela Merkel denounced the emergence of another form of anti-Semitism from refugees of Arab origin in Germany in an interview with Israeli TV broadcast on Sunday. We have a new phenomenon. Oh, it's a phenomenon. Really? You didn't know about it before? Angela Merkel didn't know that many Muslims hate Jews and Christians, for that matter. Angela, welcome to the club, Angela, baby. We have a new phenomenon, she said, as we have many refugees, among whom there are, for example, people of Arab origin who bring another form of anti-Semitism into the country. Really? Her remarks come after alleged anti-Semitic attack Tuesday in Berlin. The main alleged perpetrator surrendered to police, a Syrian refugee. There we go again. The wonderful refugees of Muslim descent who lived in a center for migrants near Berlin. The German government has appointed a commissioner to fight against anti-Semitism. Oh, I have such trust in a German government commissioner to fight against anti-Semitism. Is his last name Hitler, perhaps? Oh, you're just the country I trust to have government appoint a commissioner. Oh, commissions do such good jobs. They sit around with their thumb up their butts, and they do nothing except talk in circles in every government in the world, including America. Commissions accomplish nothing, zero, zip. She says the fact that no nursery, no school, no synagogue can be left without police protection dismays us. Does it, Angela? Then why did you let in 1.5 million Muslim refugees? Merkel reaffirmed that Israel's security was a central concern for Germany because of its eternal responsibility for the Holocaust. Oh, how nice of you, Angela. Wow. We must work for a two-state solution. The status of Jerusalem must be clarified. So she won't. She rejected the possibility that Berlin would follow Washington's example and move its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. In any case, isn't that wonderful? And then how about this one? It's not just Muslim refugees you have to worry about. In Mexico, the murder rate soars with 7,667 killed in Mexico in 3 months. That's the first quarter of 2018, up 20%, making it the most violent year in decades. And the worst month was March, 2,729 people killed, most of them shot dead. Oh boy, build the wall, build the wall, build the freaking wall. Build it high, build it deep, build it wide. Put a moat with alligators and armed guards at the top with machine guns. Keep America safe. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Couldn't you ask J.D. of Allyn Root? Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Oh! Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
If you're 85 or younger.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, we're now USA Radio Network, and in the third hour, of course, Newsmax Television. I'm your SOB, son of a butcher, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, capitalist evangelist, American-made, and proud of it. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my first shot in radio, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Fred Weinberg gave me my first shot in nationally syndicated radio. Two great guys. Tangible Investments, the main title sponsor of the show, are in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free an American Silver Eagle coin along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, that's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. They've been in business over 30 years, and their number one best-selling product has beaten the Dow by a 3-to-1 margin since 1970. Amazing, remarkable, phenomenal. 800-780-9000 to be among the first 100 and get that free coin, or visit TII1.com. Most caller-friendly show in America, call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. The phone number, the new one, permanent phone number, toll-free nationwide, 833-WAR-TALK. Toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, as in Wayne Allyn-Root, 833-927-8255. My website, RootsForAmerica.com. And a couple of people we want to thank, by the way. All the water I drink during the show is from real water. It's alkalized water. It's healthy for you. It's great for you. It's the only water I drink. And they provide it all free for the show because they're a big believer in conservative philosophy. The owner of the company, Brent Jones, running for lieutenant governor of the state of Nevada. Brent's a great guy. I wish him great luck. I've endorsed him. I think he's wonderful. He'd be good for the state. Real water. Find him at realwater.com. It's beyond alkalinity. real water infused with negative ions. And you can find them at realwater.com. And then I keep my voice alive, or I could not do this. You know, I've always got constant voice problems, but it stays alive 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and also, you know, dozens of interviews all week before the show. It's just fantastic because I use these amazing silver lozenges, all-natural silver lozenges infused with triple-strength colloidal silver. That's why they're called silver lozenges, triple-strength colloidal silver. It's from a company called My Doctor Suggests. My Doctor Suggests. You can find them at MyDoctorSuggests.com. And also, big believers in this show, because I called them up and told them how great they've been for me, and they sent me like a year's supply for free to take care of your host, Wade Allen Root. Thank them, and go get your own colloidal silver. It not only keeps my voice alive, but I also haven't been sick in a long, long, long time. MyDoctorSuggests.com. I pop them before I get an airplane, after I get off an airplane, and all throughout the show. I do like 10 of them a show. MyDoctorSuggests.com. Two great people. All right, we've got a quick caller. Let's grab them. DG, Deplorable Gary in Las Vegas. Gary, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, I hate to disagree with you because you always win the debate because you're the best, but you know, I'm a freeloader, and you're fighting for me every time you get on the radio, and I thank you so much for that. And I just want to be deplorable and say that as crazy as I am, and I know it's not right to say it or think it, but I wish our Air Force wiped Palestine off the face of the earth. I'm so sick of the conflict.
Well, you know, I can't say that. If I say that, I get kicked off radio, so I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say that there's only one group we should be supporting in the Middle East, and that's Israel and the Jewish people. We're great people, and we got to fight for them. And the rest of them, you know, I don't want to wipe them off the face of the earth. And I don't
I'm on board.
Them all. But I certainly think we should be supporting Israel at all times. And until the other people come around, the Palestinians, to saying that they don't believe their goal in life is to drive Jews into the sea and kill them all and destroy Israel, make it blow up and burn in flames, until they say that, they should never get any help from us. Take away all their foreign aid. Don't give them a dime. Cut them off. Why would you give money to people to say their goal in life is all Jews must die and drive them into the sea? That's the big mistake.
They're the religion of peace.
Money. Yeah, the religion of peace, exactly. Just like in Toronto, the religion of peace. Just like in Toronto today. 9 dead, 14 injured. Who knows how many of those will die because of a crazy man in a van. But again, we don't know. Maybe he wasn't Muslim just because it sounds like the M.O. of ISIS. Just because witnesses say he looked like a Middle Eastern male doesn't mean we should jump to conclusions. So maybe he wasn't Muslim, but there have been so many Muslim terror attacks on the streets of major cities. Got to assume there's a good chance it was, and we got a problem. Extreme vetting, extreme vetting, extreme vetting. And I extremely love my listeners and my callers and my fans. Thank you, Deplorable Gary. I will take your call. You're a good man. Wayne Allen Root, worn out. You hear the music. It means we're going to a break. When we get back, we've got a great guest. We'll talk about the terror attack that just occurred in Toronto. And I'll also tell you about new great economic numbers out. Donald Trump is doing such a great job. Great economic numbers out. And liberals want you to ignore them. They want to distract you. What matters? Stormy Daniels or great economic numbers? What affects your pocketbook and your wallet? Go get them, Donald Trump. MAGA. Right back. War Now, USA. Ella Roots, it doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
War Now.
USA Radio News.
Tragedy struck in downtown Toronto, Canada today when a van jumped the curb and started mowing down people. Peter Yunus, a Toronto Police Deputy Chief, he has an update on the fatalities.
We can confirm for you tonight, right now, we have 9 people that are dead. 16 that are injured. Toronto Police Service has mobilized all available resources, and I can assure the public all our available resources have been brought in to address this tragic situation.
Murder suspect Travis Reinking was arrested earlier today in Nashville, Tennessee. Reinking is accused of killing four people at a Waffle House this weekend. Nashville Mayor David Riley spoke shortly after the arrest.
A tip from the community is what led to the arrest today, and their being vigilant was really an important part of what happened today.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. By the way, we have no guest in this hour. My guest to talk about terrorism comes up in the next hour. So we will take calls throughout this hour. I usually don't do many calls in this early 6 o'clock hour East Coast, 3 o'clock West Coast, but we will do them this hour. Lines are open, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-82. And, of course, the possible terror attack up in Toronto, Canada today. All of those are topics on my board as top of the line, stories, hot news stories of the day. Also, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare. You've heard me talk about them a million times. We love Liberty HealthShare. We love them. We think they're great. And I'm a member of them. I've put my whole family's health and life in their hands. Liberty HealthShare, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 a month. It's my cost, and I'm loving it. It's the alternative to healthcare, health insurance, like Aetna. I got out of Aetna. It cost me $2,000 a month. I joined Liberty HealthShare, $449 a month for my whole family. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, toll-free 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show. I just finished telling you that there was this massive outbreak of violence in Mexico, 7,667 killed in 3 months. Can you imagine? In 3 months. By the way, 2017, 25,339 people were killed in Mexico. The highest number since monitoring began 10 years ago. And so violence is skyrocketing in Mexico. You know, you got to excuse me for saying this, but anyone who goes on vacation to Mexico is a moron. Are you people crazy? What kind of an idiot would go on vacation in Mexico? Oh, Cabo is so beautiful. Acapulco is so great. You're taking your life in your hands, number one. Do you care about your life? And number two, if your argument is it doesn't happen in the tourist area, first of all, it is happening in the tourist areas. It absolutely is. That's a fact now. It didn't used to. Now it is. And number two, more importantly, you're rewarding the government of Mexico for allowing their people to run through our border and doing nothing to stop them. You're allowing our government the government of Mexico to crap on the American people. It's as simple as that. You're rewarding them. Cut them off at the knees. Every American, every conservative American, anyway, I realize liberals are morons, so they're not going to listen to my plea, but every conservative American needs to boycott Mexico and not go there anymore, because that's a country that's doing damage to our country on a daily basis and laughing in our face as they send all their worst and poorest people. That's the way Trump should have put it. You know, first of all, he should have said this is not about Mexicans. It's about legal versus illegal. I don't care what country you're from. But on the topic of Mexico, you send us your worst and your poorest people. Not just worst. Some may be your best and poorest. But it's a combination of the poorest people you've got and the worst people you've got. Just like Cuba used to do. They used to open the prisons and let out all the worst homicidal maniacs and send them to America. Go here. Jump in the water. Swim to America. Good luck. And if they get here, we have the worst. And that's exactly, that was called the Mariel Boatlift, I believe, if memory serves me. Mariel Boatlift, that was the movie with Al Pacino. Scarface kind of memorialized that. Some of the worst criminals were let out of Castro's prisons in Cuba and sent to the United States and with a one-way ticket. You know, get the hell out of here and go to America. Good luck to America. And the Cuban people in general are great, but those boat lifts were about terrible people coming here. Well, Mexico, again, some of them aren't the worst. Some are simply the poorest, the least educated, the least skilled. But whatever it is, you're sending us people that you don't want anymore and that you can't afford anymore. So you don't have to pay for their crimes. You don't have to pay for the courts, the police, the prisons. And you don't have to pay for their welfare and their food stamps and everything else. Of course, I'm sure Mexico doesn't have welfare or food stamps. Just like Mexico has voter ID and we don't, and liberals claim we shouldn't have it. Oh, my God, it's terrible. And as I proved in my commentary in yesterday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, Harry Reid, one of the biggest guys who's against the wall and against, you know, fighting illegal immigration, that guy lives in Anthem Country Club with me with a big giant wall around us and armed guards and ID, government-issued photo ID in order to get into the community. Ha! Biggest hypocrite the world's ever known, the whole Reid family. Hypocrite, hypocrite, hypocrite. Chris Kobach, speaking of illegals, says counting illegals in congressional apportioning grossly distorts representation. Of course it does. Of course it does. During an interview with Breitbart News political editor Matt Boyle and deputy political editor Amanda House, Kobach said the current system of apportioning congressional districts where all residents of the district are counted rather than just citizens of the district leads to misrepresentation in Congress and gives states flooded with large illegal alien and foreign-born populations more power than other states. The reason you need to know if a person is a citizen or not is because right now we're apportioning congressional districts by the number of warm bodies, citizen, non-citizen, illegal alien, legal alien. They're all counted the same, which is not how our system was designed. This is not what the Founding Fathers intended. And so as a result, you have a place in California where half the district almost is illegal aliens, and that person is getting the same representative, one representative for about 710,000 people, as someone in a district elsewhere in the country where all the people are citizens, born here. And it means that 300,000 or so people who are eligible to vote in the district with all the illegal aliens, they have twice as much voting power. They have a representative in Congress for half the number of people. It grossly distorts representation in Congress. It means that states that encourage illegal immigration get more representative in Congress, get more electoral votes, and their voters get more voting power than the rest of us. Wow. It's about time someone told the truth. You know, when they said, oh, my God, you're not allowed to ask if you're a citizen. By the way, this is how funny America has become. We debate about meaningless things. I agree we should absolutely be asking on the census, are you a citizen? And liberals want to fight over such a minor BS issue. But here's the thing. As much as I want that question, is that question going to change anything? Don't you think the majority of illegals will still fill out the census and still talk to the Census Bureau and they will just lie and say, yes, I am a citizen? Of course they will. So it really isn't going to change much anything. Maybe 10%, 5%, some small number, maybe, will decide they're not going to speak to it because it scares them. So maybe it's 20%. That still means 80% are going to still speak to the census. And they're still going to be completely overrepresented. So will the citizen question help? Citizenship question help? Maybe. But not a lot. We're arguing over that. What we should argue about is getting these people out of the country. Unbelievable. California has 53 congressional seats, the most in the country. If California congressional districts were set by the number of citizens, it will potentially lose 3 to 5 congressional seats, leaving the state with 48 to 50 instead of what they have now, which is 53. So good argument by Chris Kobach. I love you, Chris. You're a good man. Some economic numbers that are in, I told you before the break. We talk about those today. And we will take your calls, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK is a toll-free number anywhere in the United States, 833-927-8255. 14 states hit record low unemployment. Thank you, Donald Trump. You think that's more important than Stormy Daniels? I do. 14 states have set new records for low unemployment rates in the last year, nearly a decade after the recession put millions of Americans out of work. States hitting new unemployment lows run the ideological gamut. So we help both conservatives and liberals with Donald Trump. Conservative Texas, liberal California. 8 states at record lows. Hawaii, Idaho, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Oregon, and Wisconsin. California also set a new record last month. The Golden State's unemployment rate stands at 4.1%. The lowest rate recorded since the Bureau of Labor Statistics began keeping track of state-level employment figures in 1976. And by the way, it's a third of the 12.3% unemployment in California at the height of the recession in December of 2010. I know that was Bush's fault. I know. A year plus into Barack Obama's reign, where he had raised everyone's taxes and was about to put Obamacare into effect, and was raining down regulatory issues and lawyers on every business in America. Everybody was firing everyone. None of that was his fault. I know. Colorado's unemployment rate just hit 2.6% among the lowest in the nation, and a third of the 8.9% peak in 2010. Alabama just 3.7. Arkansas 3.6, its lowest rate ever. North Dakota set its own record last year. Texas hit a 3.9 in November after peaking at 8.3 in the recession. Tennessee fell to the lowest unemployment rate ever measured, 3.3. Wow. Such a tight job market means businesses are competing for workers rather than workers competing for scarce jobs. That is economists combing through data in search of evidence of rising wages. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, truly unbelievable. What a job has been done by Donald Trump. And by the way, so I've got a friend who's going to come on the show, actually on the TV show and the radio show in my TV hour, hour number 3, sometime in the next few days. His name is Mark Skousen, and he's the founder of Freedom Fest. You've heard him on my show before. Freedom Fest is this great gathering in Vegas every July. of great economists and great politicians and conservative and libertarian thinkers all over the world show up, 2,500 of them, for this event. Donald Trump was the speaker 2 years ago. Mark Skousen's asked me to invite Donald Trump again, and I just made the official invitation to President Trump. And Mark Skousen is a huge conservative and a fiscal conservative economist, but he's not a big fan of Trump. For whatever reason, he doesn't like Trump's attitude, doesn't like Trump's the words he uses and the things he says and the women he screws and all the other stuff that goes along with it. And he's a very moral guy, Mark, and he just doesn't like Trump. But he wants to come on the show and tell us how he has his own economic indicator that's much more efficient and accurate than gross domestic product. I've always said the best indicator of the economy in the world is GDP, gross domestic product. It's the only one we know. Well, Marx has invented his own indicator, and that indicator, he says, is far more accurate than GDP. And he says it shows that Trump has turned this economy into the most booming economy you can even imagine. The GDP is lying. It's up, but it's not up and up. His indicator shows that Trump has just done such incredible things for this economy. It's unbelievable. And we're going to bring him on the show in the next day or two to fill us in on the details. But so Trump, just the greatest. Now, but the founder of Black Entertainment Television, BET, Robert Johnson, he says he was on TV today, CNBC. He says Trump is bringing black workers back into the economy. The growing U.S. economy, improving business environment is bringing black workers back into the labor force, says BET founder Robert Johnson. Everybody knows what's going on. Everybody can see it, even if they don't like Trump. Trump is the greatest. I don't care what he does with whom. I don't care if it's stormy outside. I'm with Trump. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of 4 kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, Wayne on the Root, War Now. Latest breaking news. George H.W. Bush, the father of W and the husband of Barbara, who just passed away, is back in intensive care in a hospital in Houston, Texas. Back in the hospital, father, former President of the United States, George H.W. Bush, sad story. You know, Barbara's gone, and you know, that's just the way it works. You know, my mom died, my dad died, and 28 days later, my mom died. It was in that order. Mom died first. 28 days later, Dad died, and they were young. My parents were 67 years old when they died, which at the time I thought was ancient, right? I thought they were the oldest people in the world. Now that I'm 56, I'm like, holy crap, they were young. Oh, my God, were my parents young. At the time, you think they're old people at 67. When you're 29 years old, you think that's like ancient. But George Bush is old guy, and Barbara, old gal, and he's hospitalized right after her funeral. So sad stuff. We wish well and we say prayers for former President H.W. Bush. Unlike liberals, see, it doesn't matter what your politics were. I mean, of course, I like him better than a Democrat. But he was nothing great to me. Actually, he was kind of lousy compared to Reagan. He was a rhino Republican, in my opinion. And he raised taxes, big mistake. Doesn't matter. Great man and a great historic figure and legend in American history, a President of the United States. And I only, you know, wish him well. I'm only sad when him or his wife are sick or die. Unlike liberals, very different conservative people are. The sponsor of this segment of the show is My Patriot Supply. FEMA is practicing for an Atlantic hurricane strike right now, hoping to avoid a repeat of last year's devastation with as many as 5 U.S. landfalls predicted for this year. Luckily, we can keep an eye on things like hurricanes, but threats like earthquakes or Russia or cyber terrorism or World War III often come without warning. No matter the emergency, we've got to prepare before it's too late. This is the week to build your emergency food supply. Get this special offer from my friends at My Patriot Supply. Buy a 2-week emergency food kit and get one free. That's right. Buy one and get one free. Take action right now. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. It's not my company. Don't think it's my company. There's any conflict of interest. They just made up a website for my show and my show only, so you can check it out. Preparewithwayne.com. 888-524-6540. These foods last up to 25 years in storage. Buy a 2-week emergency food kit. It's shipped free discreetly to your home. Supplies of this kit are limited. Do this now and know you're prepared for the worst. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. It's what I've always said. I always say I expect the best in life and I prepare for the worst. 888-524-6540. You just never know. More good stuff from Donald Trump's world. EPA's Scott Pruitt, you know, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, he declared an end to Obama's war on coal. Sunday, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt stated there was an end to the war on coal. EPA is not in the business of picking winners and losers in the energy industry, he said, chastising former President Barack Obama's administration for declaring war on coal. He's right. We're not in the business of picking winners. That's not the government's job. We're in the process of making sure that we're not picking winners and losers, he said. It's not the job of this agency or any job in the federal government to use the regulatory power to favor one sector of the economy over another. And what you saw with the past administration is just that, an attitude that says fossil fuel is something that should be diminished in favor of renewables. That doesn't mean renewables shouldn't be part of our electricity generation mix. It should be. But to use regulatory power to favor renewables at the expense of natural gas, oil, and coal is just something that's not within the regulatory powers of this agency. And so we are fixing that. Thank you, Scott Pruitt. And then more good news today. It's been a lot of good news day. Ron Paul's son, Rand Paul, friend of mine, good man. Rand Paul, United States Senator, Kentucky, is going to back Pompeo for Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. He flipped. He was going to vote against him. Now he's voting with him. He's received assurances from the White House about Pompeo's views on Iraq and the Afghanistan wars. And so he's flipped from a no to a yes, Rand Paul has, on Pompeo's nomination, which paves an unexpectedly easy path for the CIA director to win confirmation from the full Senate as soon as this week. A surprising turnabout on Pompeo came after multiple conversations with President Trump. I got to tell you something. Rand Paul is a pain in the butt. But he's fantastic, and I love him, okay? He's a pain. He's the type of guy I'd be best friends with him. I'd be on in his Freedom Caucus in the Senate. I'd be best friends with him. He's a little bit of a pain, like his father was. But the two of them are generally right. You know, they're a pain, and they're right. Neither one is really presidential victory guys, because you just can't win an election being a, what's the word I'm looking for? When a person shows up at, like, stockholder meetings, and they're always, like, asking the tough questions and the pain-in-the-butt questions, and they always make the CEO wince, there's a name for a person like that. I can't think of it right now. Like a gadfly. I think that's the word I'm looking for. Gadfly. Ron Paul was always a gadfly. Sometimes there were votes. It was like 434-1. Ron Paul was voting one, the one. He was the only one voting no. Same thing with Rand Paul. He's always a pain, but he's usually right, and he's always principled, and he's always moral. And even if I disagree with him, I gotta love the guy. And he's also always fair. So he's gonna vote no. They gave him assurances on something, and now he's voting yes. He had multiple conversations with Trump. I know Trump loves him, thinks of him as a friend, thinks of him as a great guy. So, Paul's change of position on Pompeo, whom he had indicated would oppose as recently as Thursday, came minutes before the nominee's scheduled vote in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Jeff Flake is also expected to support Pompeo. The CIO director now is locking him up support to win approval from the narrowly divided committee along party lines. And then he's expected to win confirmation in the full Senate later next week, after Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota became the first Democrat to announce her support on Thursday, and then Joe Donnelly and Joe Manchin of West Virginia followed suit on Monday. All right, so there are a couple of reasonable sometimes Democrats. Joe Manchin's one of them, Joe Donnelly's another, and this Heidi Heitkamp. Once in a while, they're reasonable. We got lots more when we come back. Hour number two of War Now, lots of action, haven't even talked about yet, and that big attack in Toronto right at the top of the news. War Now, USA, right back at you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Devin,